song of invitation, calling you forward if you need to confess, or if you need to start your walk by dying first to self, being buried in baptism for the remission of your sins, so that you can begin your walk in newness of life. It is both an invitation and an encouragement. 89. Persistence. I think there was a lady named Duckworth who came out with a book some years ago called Grit. I have not read that particular book. I read two that were about habits and one that was about drive. The idea is the same. Grit's what you get on a piece of sandpaper. The grit of this world can kind of grind you down if you let it, if you don't toughen yourselves up. However, when we talk about grit and determination, we mean, okay, each time you fall, you got to realize you'll fall, right? You won't do things perfectly the first time. I wanted to make sure I inserted that expression. You won't do things the right way the first time. But determination in overcoming the world, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Determination and grit that you're going to get up one more time than you fell. I would hazard a guess that there's no one here that first rode a bicycle, and when they first rode a bicycle, they did it without training wheels, and they were as good as Bernard Hinault, a Frenchman, or Lance Armstrong, who was one of the best racers we've ever seen from the U.S., or on the road goes the Schlepp brothers from Luxembourg. It takes time also. But there's also, there's an additional expression that practice makes perfect. We should understand that practice makes habit. If you practice the wrong way, you're going to keep making those mistakes. It's essential, then, that you keep studying so that you can either correct yourselves and encourage yourselves, or that you can have someone help instruct you. This is about some of those ideas then this morning. The Lord will be your confidence. I am resolved what to do. Faith is assurance. You're to have confidence and endure hardship. And there's a final point. Finish the race. Keep going. Live strong. I saw this meme or this mini poster and thought it was good. It's just a bit small for reading. Grit. Greatness requires internal toughness. That intestinal fortitude or guts, they used to say a lot in football and basketball. Where do you go if you're a distance runner or if you're a middle distance runner? Where do you go when you slip, trip, or fall? Where do you go when your energy stores are gone? Brothers, sisters, and friends, I'm sure you've hit that wall where you didn't feel like you had the strength or the energy or maybe not even the know-how to continue on. What do you do or where do you go? Sometimes we just need to get back up and take one more step. And that's one more than we thought we could make. I've got a picture here of my all-time favorite track and field runner, Jim Ford. There's a reason. Did you know that he was not only a great track and field athlete in both track and field? The modern pentathlon is not run or done anymore by men in sports. He did not only the pentathlon by events, in one day. He also completed the decathlon. It is said that when he was awarded the gold medal, the king, and I believe it was of Sweden, said to him, "You, sir, are the greatest athlete in the world," to which he humbly said, "Thank you, King." There's a little more to it. Some of you probably know that he was also a baseball player at the highest level and a football player. So, tremendous athlete. What you may not have known is what I discovered just this week. He had mismatched shoes. Someone stole his shoes at the Olympics. One, he found, it is said, I believe, that one of his teammates gave him one. The other, he found in a garbage can, was too big, put on extra socks to fill that in, still blew away the competition. It's all there for us to see. It's not hidden that he had difficulties. I don't have a problem with someone saying, "I have a difficulty with this." How do we share our burdens one with another? How do we confess our sins one to another? But that we confess, we say, "I'm struggling with it." Then comes time to run, and we have to get back up and do something about it, which he did. So I hope to show you a few things that follow along then with that. The Lord is to be your confidence. In Proverbs 14, 19 through 24, we read that the Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps were broken up and the skies dripped with dew. My son, let them not vanish from your sight. We get confidence by seeing what is great, what is grand, and what is glorious. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck, and then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. I'm going to tell you something you may not agree. You may not even know who these athletes are. Growing up, I liked Bjorn Borg. He was silent. He was a tennis machine. You could rarely see on his face. By contrast, John McEnroe was probably one of the biggest loudmouths on the court at that time. I see some of you chuckling and nodding. So the American, not just being confident, but being arrogant, to me was repulsive. Confidence is not arrogance. Arrogance and pride, that haughty look, is one of the abominations in God's eyes. But having confidence, especially when we realize we are to have confidence in him that bought our price, paid our price, so that we can have a brother's claim, as our brother pointed out in prayer, and at the table. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. There is confidence in knowing God is there. Proverbs 14, 25 through 7, and then 35. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. Some people think, and I used to think this, that courage was not being afraid. I really like what some of those who have gone through war, gone through physical ailments, or whatever have stated, and it is this. They keep going. It isn't that they were never afraid, or never doubted, or never wondered, or never questioned, or but can you keep going in the right direction? Can you keep going in the right direction? For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. How often do we fail to give credit where due? Such a simple thing. Here's one. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. How much time does that take? I didn't have to dig in my wallet. A smile. A firm handshake. If you don't want a firm handshake, stay away from shame. Good. That's good. And I see some of them smiling. See? What does that cost out of your wallet? But it takes a little bit of time to smile or to encourage or to say, "Atta boy, atta girl, you go girl, you go guy. Brother, hang in there. Sister, don't give up." I just said several. You can too. You can do this. The wise will inherit honor, but fools display dishonor. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and the children will have refuge. That's a place to stay in the storm. The storm raging, the tumult of this wild, restless sea that's about us. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life that one may avoid the snares of death. That's a trap, a snare. You step in the snare, it tightens. The more you struggle to get out of it, it sounds like sin, right? It is. It's like that. And the more you tug of your own energy, often the deeper you get into that debt or that depth. You can't dig yourself out of a pit by digging downward. Grit has to do with being resolved. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Making a resolution, you do not have to wait till the New Year's Eve to make a new life resolution. You can do it today. You can do it this hour. You can do it right now. I'll stop. You can be resolved right now. A resolution is when you are determined. I'm going to do this. Yeah, but what if I fail? I hear that often. What if I'm not perfect? What if I don't do it right this time? Then that's two failures. But you try it again. That's two attempts. I do not want to try the uneven parallel bars. Some people tried that. The balance beam. That was almost a one and done, both of those, for some of us. We didn't want to do those anymore. But the courage comes when you say, okay, I'll get back up. I'll try again. I'll try again. And I know some of you have been dealing with things. And there are so many things that you are dealing with. I tell you, keep going. Keep working out. Keep becoming physically strong and feeding your heart and your mind and your soul with what is good. It needs good food too. It needs nourishment. Are you going to starve your soul? No athlete can go into the arena, go onto the track, get on the bike and ride, take off running. No athlete can do it forever without nourishment. The Bible is the food for the soul. It is the holy word of God. Keep in it. Keep feeding off of that manna from heaven. Keep seeking the one, Jesus Christ, who did it better than you, better than me, better than all of us combined. Without sin, he overcame. Do we call him a failure because he died? In his death is our victory. Don't you see? As many of us as were baptized into Jesus were baptized into his death. Death becomes life then to us if we are in Christ Jesus. I resolved what to do that When I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses, their homes. Luke 16 and 4. Sometimes, often, that resolution is saying beforehand. And if he does that, then I'll say to Nate, I'm sorry. And if he says this, I'll say that wasn't me. Or if he says that, I'm showing gratitude. And sometimes a resolution is sort of I don't think I'm going to have a microaggression here. It's a plan of attack. It's a plan of approach, let's call it that. When this happens, I will do that. Sometimes in athletics, we are trained to envision. I know for me, my biggest rivals were actually two of the other Bloomville people, Calvin's work, Stacy. The ones down the road at Maysville. Jerry Neal and Gary Busick. And I never beat Jerry Neal, but I did Gary Busey, and he beat me more than I did him. There's a bigger point here, though, right? And that is, they were tremendous runners. I had a strategy. If this happens, then I will do that. If he hangs back, I'm going to hang back and keep plenty for the end of the race. I will put confidence in my ability to sprint and finish. We need to have confidence in Christ Jesus that he is who he is, that he is who he said he was, and he did what he did for us. We need to seize that and run to the finish. Being resolved. Faith is assurance. In Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. What day? When I'm gone. What day? When the world's gone, whichever is first. I know that God has the power to do what he wills. And here's one that's tough, if you're honest, just as our brother pointed out in Jesus' prayer, not my will, but thine. I am convinced that if that had been what God's plan was, what he was resolved to do, then it would have been that way. But it wasn't. It had to be this way. Not my will, but thine. Even so, I am convinced that if God wills it, it can, it will be done. We pray in our time, he answers in peace. Faith is assurance. We are to have confidence in 1 John 2:28. Now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming. Be ready. The Master will come. Today, tomorrow, a year, a decade, a century. 1 John 3:21, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. 1 John 4:17. You see John writing? Four of these in the same letter, epistle. 4:17, by this, love is perfected within us. With us, excuse me, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. And 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If you've ever played a sport, or if you've ever learned a skill, cooking, sewing, crafts of any sort, any nature. If you've ever learned how to use properly a power tool, a piece of power equipment, did you ever make a mistake? If you can't say no, I'll say, or if you can't say yes, I'll say yes for all of you and say, I've made loads and loads of mistakes. It happens all the time. So what is the point? Sometimes we know what we can do. We have the confidence, and we know that in Christ what we can do. We have that confidence that remains in Christ Jesus. And we still slip. There are things that we did not see. Sadly, there were some when I was in college who thought, who had the mistaken belief that if you are tempted, that is proof that you are sinful. You realize what that means? If you take that as the truth, that if you are tempted by something, that means that you are sinful. That means then that Jesus Christ was sinful. He was tempted in every way. I'm not saying that. That is the end of their logic, though. It breaks down. The center is not whole. Jesus Christ was tempted in every way that we are, yet was without sin. We can have confidence then. Sometimes we have the skill level, but let that up and go just a touch too far. Maybe something needs to be adjusted. Burn that. The saw needs to be sharpened. Too dull. I had to exert myself a lot more to get the same cutting done. Was doing fine, did everything I was supposed to negotiate the railroad track with my bicycle. You're supposed to come perpendicular. I swung out correctly, but didn't come back at that perpendicular angle. Those narrow tires dropped down. There was traffic coming. I'm scared. I'm by no means perfect. That actually happened. So sometimes, even though we know what to do, let's admit it, we still fall short. All of us have sinned and fall short of His glory. We therefore need the grace of God. It's there waiting in Christ Jesus. We are to endure hardship. Paul says to Timothy, or writes to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:1-8, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead by His appearing in His kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate or gather unto themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. Sounds like he's talking right now today, right? Could have been put in the Saintsville Time Reporter or the Perry County Tribune when I was growing up. It's true today, is it not? And will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. But you be sober in all things for me. Endure hardship. There you are. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the fight, the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. This is confidence. This is enduring hardship. And it is continuing to run. I like to say, there is one way I can guarantee, there are a couple, there is one way I can guarantee that I will never win a race. I don't start. Dying to self and living to Christ is the start. Second, if I don't finish the race, I'm not allowed to finish first. I'm not allowed to finish last. DNF did not finish. Let that not be numbered among us. Run the course set before you. And keep running. Run to the light, which is Jesus Christ. Keep running. the righteous judge will award me on that day, not only to me, but also to all of what I love his appearing. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. This is determining how we will do. One of the best pieces of advice I got from older brothers in Christ was this. If you have an idea in mind of how you're going to deal with those people that are goading and poking and prodding and getting after you and getting on your case, try to think on how you will deal with that. In one of the books that I mentioned, Drive, it was either Drive or The Power of Habit, and it told of a user's manual or something for Starbucks, I believe it was, and it was to put the newbie, the student, how to be a barista or whatever, that they were learning how to deal with customer complaints. Okay, if this happens, then this is going to be my step-by-step approach with that person. They would rehearse it. So when brothers in Christ said, one, if you kind of think your way through, and another great piece of advice from older brothers was this one. The more you resist, the easier it becomes. That can work to our disadvantage, though, you know. The more we resist Christ, the easier it becomes. I met a man who now believes that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Where he is on becoming a Christian, I am not sure. It was terrible. He said, I was telling people when we were in college, you believe in that magic? And he said, Mark, I was rejecting everything. It becomes easier and easier to reject. But you know what? It becomes easier if you're in Christ. It becomes easier and easier to say no to the sin, the temptation. Acts 2:23. This man delivered over by a predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. Shortly thereafter, they asked men and brethren, what shall we do? Whom you crucified, Paul. Or I'm sorry, Peter says. And he says, repent and let every one of you be baptized for the remission of your sins. My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. It's like we talked about the end. When we're in the same boat, we're going to cross paths sooner or later. You recognize the scripture? Jesus' soul was exceedingly sorrowful. He knew what was coming. But he hung in there, didn't he? Revelation 2:10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. That means a period of time. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee crown of life. Finish the race. Finish the race. Keep running. And so, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. And Acts 20:24, but I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. I give thanks and glory to God that I'm no longer the way I was. I know I'm still not perfect, sinless, or blameless. But in Christ Jesus, I know that I can be all that I'm supposed to be. And the next hour is another hour. And the next day, tomorrow is another day. Should I be blessed and graced with another day? I hope you will adopt this attitude. You've got another day to prove yourself. You've got another day to work out your own salvation. Just study. When you're down and out, they talk about the power of meditation in sports of physical performance. What about spiritual performance? Meditation and prayer. Think on these things. The hand of the diligent will rule those who stay with it. Proverbs 12 and 24. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive the imperishable wreath. That's a laurel wreath in the original games. But win imperishable. Run to win. My last piece up here. This raised my wall when I was in high school. It looks a lot like a road out in the country, just outside of New Mexico, outside of Junction City. And it's a lonely road. And there are big hills. It looks very much like this. The race does not always go for the stronger and swifter man or person. But sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. Ladies, you can put one in there. If you keep going in the right direction, sooner or later, you will finish the course. If you have need, while we sing, I am resolved, are you resolved? To be persistent, determined, and have that grit necessary. To take the first step in Christ Jesus today, having been baptized into his death for the remission of your sins, or being resolved, I can do this. Sisters, brothers, and friends, you can if you resolve to do so. While we stand.